ministering is, worship is a form of ministering to the Lord. And I think so often we are trying to get the Lord to minister to us. And he's willing, but every now and then he desires for us to minister to him. And I just, when it's singing, it got so powerful in here. The Lord, I mean, this is not my text, but the Lord, I mean, he showed me this. I knew it, but he showed it to me. God got a tendency to brighten things up for you, you know. Things you think you know. Then Acts 13. Now watch what happened here, Acts 13. Because this is the mode of conduct that we're entering into here at Word of Life Christian Center. Watch Acts 13, what happened. Now there was in the church, there was at Antioch certain prophets and teachers as Barnabas and Simeon, that was called Niger, and Lucius of Cyrene and Manion, which had been brought up with Herod the Tetrarch and Saul. Now notice verse 2. As you was ministering to the Lord a few minutes ago. As they ministered to the Lord and fast, the Holy Ghost said. So, yeah, why does ministry? See, so I believe in the time of worship, as we are ministering to the Lord, the Holy Ghost get a chance to say what he wanted to say. On the other hand, I believe if we do not minister to the Lord properly, the Holy Ghost does not get the privilege to say what he wants to say. And ladies and gentlemen, I want the Holy Ghost to say what he wants to say. How many with me here? That's what I come here for. If the Holy Ghost don't say nothing, we all could have stayed home. All right, you may be seated. We're getting our text, Psalm 95. Psalm 95. Taking worship to another level, part 3. Psalm 95. Now, you really got to listen this morning. You're really going to have to listen, because we're going to cross some thresholds this morning. We're going to cross some thresholds this morning. You really got to listen to the word. You can't go through the routine as I read. You're really going to have to pay attention, because there's 3 demarcation mark, or 3 access keys. 3 access to God that you're going to get this morning that going to speed your spiritual life up. Oh, y'all robbing me. Y'all robbing me, man. I said I'm going to give you 3 keys that are going to speed your spiritual life up. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. You know, these keys don't just jump out the Bible at you, you know. You got to spend time to get these keys. I come here to share them with you. You say, uh-huh. Psalm 95. There are 3 stages that you have to go through to really get. There's 2 stages you got to go through before you really can get to worship. All right? So I want you to listen now. Because I'm going to tell you, I'll tell you when I hit key voices. And it's got key thoughts in 3 voices that I want you to see. It says in verse 1, Psalm 95, 1, right? Yes. All right. Come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. All right, verse 2. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving. Underline that. With thanksgiving. Underline that. With thanksgiving, and make a joyful noise unto him with psalms. Verse 3, for the Lord is a great God. Yes. Underline that. The Lord is a great God. You're going to need that. For the Lord is a great God. Say that.
For the Lord is a great God.
I see some of y'all didn't even open your mouth. What? Where y'all at? Come on, let's say it. Everybody together. For the Lord
is a great God.
Underline that in your Bible. You're going to need that. And a great king above all gods. Now watch this. Listen. Verse 4, in his hand are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is his also. Verse 5, the sea is his. Yeah, and he made it. And his hands formed the dry land. I see that. You see it? This God we're serving is somebody, isn't it? Now look at verse 6. Because we know this, Oh, come. And let us worship. Underline it. And bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. Is the psalmist building him? I say, is the psalmist building him right? That psalmist, under the anointing, partner. He's really giving us a picture of God that we really need to see. And the seventh verse says, for he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Today, if you will hear his voice. Now, let's go back three key verses. Verse 2, verse 3, and verse 6. If you don't understand these verses, you will never worship God. Verse 2, verse 3, and verse 6. I'll read them. Verse 2, let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with songs. Verse 3 says, for the Lord is great, is a great God, and a great King above all gods. And verse 6 says, O come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our God. Got that? Taking worship to another level. Now, there's two other verses that describe God so much, and it renders to really worship him, you have to know him. You know, you can't know about him. To really worship, you have to know him. And I'm proud to read these verses now. Turn to 1 Chronicles 29 before I start giving you these points about taking your worship to another level. What I said, Psalm what? Which Psalm? Verses 11 and 12. All of y'all shout at one time. I think this is a powerful description of God. To worship God, you really have to know him. You have to know he's a good God. Thine, O Lord, is the greatness. Verse 11, and the power, and the glory, good God Almighty, and the victory, and the majesty. Watch. For all that is in the heaven and in the earth is thine. Thine is the kingdom, O Lord, and thou art exalted as head above all. Got that? Nothing short about that, is it? Notice the next verse now. Both riches and honor come of thee, and thou reignest over all. And in thy hand is power and might. And in thine hand it is to make great and to give strength unto all. Now we can go home right now. That's the best sermon you ever heard right there. All right. To worship God properly, to worship God properly, well, let me say this. To worship God properly, one must be properly taught about worship. And I think that's one of the lagging factor is not that people would not do it, but they need to know how to do it. Hello? All right. Now, what worship is, I'm going to give you a definition of worship that I think will help you. What worship is, you're not going to find this in no book. Worship is a journey with God experiencing his presence. It's a lifetime journey because he's inexhaustible. His goodness is inexhaustible. And when you think he overwhelms you, and as soon as you get over that hangover, here he come again. Because he's you can't exhaust God. God is supernatural, and he's not like a natural man. His God talents does not run out. God's ability never reach its peak. God is always maximized. He's come let us magnify the Lord. He's magnificent. And on the journey, he'll thrill you all your life. If you respect him right, there is no high like a high on God. God make dope a joke. Text that to somebody. Text that. Put that on Instagram. He make dope a joke because God high is greater than any high man or woman get on. Once you get in the presence of the Lord, boy, and you get high and you get drunk on the Spirit, woo, Jesus. Men who use dope looking for God. They know there's more in life than what life is presenting. And they're looking for a greater flow. That's why when his glory come in the temple, he fill the house with smoke. He say, smoke this. Smoke this. You want a high, smoke this. So what worship is, I want you to get this, you write it down. Worship is a journey with God experiencing his presence. Now, that means you're going to experience the supernatural. That means you're going to experience miracles. That means you're going to experience things that are beyond your ability because you're on a journey with him. Hello. And so we need to know not only what worship is, but we need to know how worship works. How it works. How can I personally, me, myself, along with God, get into his presence and really worship him. And that's my assignment this morning. That's my assignment to get you there. When you learn how to properly worship God, here's what's going to happen to you. All heaven will begin to open and unfold in your life properly. Yes. Hallelujah. That's strong, George. You know that? You be talking about all heaven? All that heaven holds? Listen, once you learn to worship, because you're on a journey with him. Not with them, with him. Now, them won't go with you, be them, you see. But you personally, when you worship God, you're on a journey with him. Amen. All right? And being on that journey with him, you would experience his presence. Now, the Lord, you listening? Yes, sir. The Lord never shows up empty-handed. See the Lord man mode of operation. You listening? Yes. The Lord man mode of operation is he is a blesser. Yes. So when the Lord come down, the blessing cometh with him.
Yes.
So once a person, Joyce, learn how to activate God's presence, life test, life trial, life default is about to be dealt with.
Yes, hallelujah.
Are you listening to me?
Yes, sir. Wow.
All heaven will begin to open and unfold in your life properly. Think about it. Think about it. Think about it. All heaven has to offer. All that God is, all that Jesus is, all that the Holy Spirit is, all that the Word is, all that the kingdom of God is, the whole spirit world, a supply of the spirit begin to be yours personally. Yes, sir. Freckles begin to move and limps begin to leave. Maladies of life, things that are hindering you, things that have been blocking you for a long time now. Get on their knees and begin to say, I'm sorry. Because the Lord is here. You ready for this journey? Most of you do not do kutita patsy. Most of you do tapali katalia. I'm trying to get it out because when I say it, it's going to be shocking, you know. Man, the Lord keep cutting me. Most of you do not know how to worship. Oh, Lord, he was doing good. Now, you didn't tell me I've been in church all my life. No, I'm about to show you some things that going to raise the scale in your life. Most of you do not know how to worship. Because there are some preparatory factors. You cannot just rush in the presence of the Lord. He will not be there. There are some keys. There are some things you have to do to access worship. Oh, my God, y'all going to let me preach it here this morning. There are some things. We're going to change your life. There are some things you have to know to do before you can get in the presence of God to worship him. Everything they call worship, brother, has not been worship. It's been a lot of talent. It's been a lot of emotion. It's been a lot of sweating. So I want to address you with the threefold, this is the way I call it, the threefold celebration of worship. There's some celebration had to take place to bring full worship in place. Number one, thanksgiving for his goodness. Now, if you go in our text, go back to what it's Psalm 95. What voice would say for thanksgiving? Verse 2? Read verse 2 to me. Psalm 95, 2. Let us come before his presence with what? See, we haven't got to worship yet. See, this thanksgiving is a part of accessing God's presence so we can worship him. You follow me? But we're not in a position to worship, yeah. We said, he said, let us come before his presence with what? Anybody got anything to thank God for? And make a joyful noise unto him with song. See. So the first accessible step to God is to be thankful.
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
Now, my wife and I was watching a movie last night. The man was kind of greedy. He got greedy, but he had some good principles. I don't know if you ever saw it called The Ultimate Life. Anybody ever saw that movie, The Ultimate Life? None of y'all see it. You ain't saw that? The ultimate life. But it seemed like an angel appeared to this boy. Me and Carolyn thought it might have been an angel because we didn't see him no more. And the angel started looking out at the gold and the sky was kind of gold looking. And this is going to be a blessing to you. I want y'all to practice this. He looked out there and he says, the guy said, what you doing? He says, I have 10 things that I'm always, every day my mama told me, get 10 things to be thankful for. I thank you, Lord, that I'm saved.
Yeah, I'm grateful.
I'm grateful.
Yeah.
I'm thankful for my family. Thankful for, you know, one part of my body might be acting up, but I thank you for the part that's not acting up. Glory to God. So I want you to think about it. I just want you to put that on your mind. Before you go to getting up, grumbling and complaining about what your husband didn't do and what your wife didn't do and all this mess, just take time to thank God. Maybe he'll straighten something out.
Maybe so.
The second thing, the second celebration, you must praise him for his greatness. Praise him. Now, what's that third voice? Look at the third voice. Give me the third voice.
For the Lord is great.
For the Lord is great. Ooh, goodness. For the Lord is a great God. Say it. The Lord is a what?
A great God.
I serve a great God.
And a great king.
Above all gods. And he, you know, he's kind of punching the devil in the mouth right there. Yeah. Above all God, yeah. You know, the devil think he can do something and coming against us. He said, punch him. I'm a great God. I'm a great king. And I'm above him.
Yes.
Now, once that is done properly, you go to verse 6 now. Now you're ready to worship. See, we've been jumping in. We mix them all up. Praise, worship, thank you. We worship. No, you got to access God. You got me? You access him. See, you first give him thanks. Then you give him what?
Praise.
Now you're ready to worship him. Verse 6 now. Oh, come, let us worship. And bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. See, now through your times of thanksgiving and praise, you come to the realization of how great your Lord is. And by the time you get to worship, you're ready to worship now. Because you know he did everything for you. Huh?
Come on. He's
your keeper.
He's
your provider.
Yes, sir.
He's your protector.
Yes.
You know that man down the street didn't do that for you. You know it was God moving through that man. Come on now. We stop giving other people God's credit. Everything in your life and my life comes from God. Don't care who it came through. It's God who brought it in your life. Come on now. Give him praise. I see some of y'all not going to praise the Lord. I said, give him praise. Wait a minute. We are about to get blessed up in here. We are about to receive what God say belonged to us. That's why I want you to give him praise. We about to get healed up in here. Glory to God. Glory to God. So we got three things. What? Thanksgiving, what else?
Praise.
All right, sit down. Now, I want to say it another way. We'll better understand it. Your portion of time, your portion of devotion, your portion of praise. You do have portion of time, huh? You know, when we're not here. At home, I mean, in the car or something, in the truck. When we come into God's presence, he requires, this is going to throw you for a loop, boy. He requires, and for me saying it, as soon as I say this, people are going to think about money. Soon as I say that, they go, oh, you're telling us to bring some money now. Ain't nobody never told you bring no money. Keep your money. Keep your five. That's all you got, five. Keep the five. Now, listen what he said. Because it's going to trick you if you don't understand it. When we come in God's presence, he requires that we bring him gifts and sacrifices of thanksgiving, praise, and worship. See, these are the gifts he wants to do. He wants us to bring him thanksgiving, he wants us to bring him praise, and he wants us to bring him worship. Are you listening to me? Turn to Romans chapter 12, verse 1. Romans 12, 1, 2, and 3 are preparatorial anointings for worship. Then Romans 12:1 says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your body as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God. You sure not help me back there with them scriptures? Got me, got to be quoting anything. What is your reasonable service? Now, I don't know what translation. Is the Amplified Bible say about your spiritual service? Somebody know about it? Romans 12:1. What the Amplified Bible say in Romans 12:1? I beseech you therefore, by the mercy of God, that you bring your body as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God. See, it's a living sacrifice. So God, when you worship God, you got to bring your body. Okay. I appeal to you, therefore, brethren, and beg you of you in view of all the mercies of God to make a decisive dedication of your body, presenting all your members and faculties as a living sacrifice, holy, devoted, consecrated, and well-pleasing to God, which is your reasonable, rational, intelligent service, yeah, it is, and spiritual worship. So tell your neighbor your body can get in on it. But it's, but tell them this, but it's not going to volunteer. Because your body won't go the world way. Your body won't go flesh. Your body won't go sensical. You see what I'm saying? You the one got to correct your body. He said, who he talking to? He talking to your spirit. I beseech you, brethren. He call you brethren. You brethren. We are brethren in the spirit. We're not brethren in the flesh. You follow what I'm saying? You follow what you're saying? See, now I'm going to cuss now. The flesh turned out to be a bastard. Yeah, the flesh will turn out to be a bastard because if you're not of the Spirit of God, it's a everything that's not of the Spirit of God is a bastard. They ain't got no father. So he said, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, see, God needs sacrifice. He wants you to bring him gifts. And one of the gifts, your body. He wants your body. He don't want you here talking about, Lord, you got my heart. What about your body? I won't do what I want to do with my body, Lord, but I just want to give you my heart. I want to take my communion. Hallelujah. No, he wants your body. My body. 1 Corinthians 9:27. Look at it. 1 Corinthians 9:27. My body. I'm not going to let nobody be messing with my body. Be putting your hand on my body. My body belongs to the Lord. Consecrate yourself.
Yeah.
Don't be giving your body away, talking about love. Ain't no love here. Just you making something out of me I don't want to be. Then the song comes, the thrill is gone, baby. So after you mess up, the thrill gone, you know. Go to verse 2, Romans 12:2 now. See, you can't worship God with a messed up mind. Be not conformed to this world, but be you transformed. See, you gotta worship God with a renewed mind, that you may prove what is that good. Look, three things: good, acceptable, perfect. Good, acceptable, perfect. Good. See, there's no good thing in me. The goodness that I have is His goodness. But he anoint me that I can approach his word. And his word can turn into a two-edged sword and divide my body, my mind, and my spirit, that God can talk to my spirit, that my spirit become controllable of my soul, then my soul can control my body. If my spirit don't control my soul can control my body for worldly activity. It's happening to people that don't even know it. See? But you got to renew their mind. That good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. If you're going to come in God's presence, you got to be there. And this third verse is where we're running a problem with worship. Thinking too highly of ourselves, especially if you got a good little voice. A little squealing voice. You know, you think everybody here for you. we gotta get away from that. See, I know I can't do nothing. So that's why I'm happy. I trust the Lord. I can't do a thing, boy. I can't talk. I can't preach. But I trust the Lord. So I'm a free man. But if you get up here in self, people know when you're in self, you know. You know the Bible says, try the spirit by the spirit. Say, Lord, that's not spirit. That's flesh. Now notice this. For I say through the grace given unto me to every man that is among you. Yeah, now it's very important for worship. Not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think. Uh-oh, didn't highlight it. But, and I tell you how to think, but to think soberly, according as God has dealt to every man. You cannot worship God without proper faith. You cannot please God. Look at Hebrews 11 and 6. In no activities of the kingdom can function without Hebrews 11 and 6. I'm here because God let me be here. See, I can come before his presence because of what Jesus has done. You follow what I'm saying? And when you keep that attitude, you keep, because, wait a minute, let me see it. Yeah, I'll give you these two while I got it now. See, thanksgiving and praise are gratitude. But when you get up to the third step, worship, you got to have an attitude. That attitude is that he is everything. What a privilege that he who owns heaven, earth, and the kingdom let me come into his presence, enjoy his fellowship. And he enabled me to hear his voice. And a lot of time, he's talking personally to me. Busy as God is. All he has to oversee. Denise, he takes time for Denise personally to come and talk with him. And he talks back to you. And nobody hear what he's saying to you. It's between you and him. He see all my need. He see all my fault. But yet by his grace, he give me another chance. I think we ought to praise him in here. He saw that mistake that I made. He know what I did wrong. But yet he tells me, you here to get it straight? Yes, sir. He said, I'm going to straighten it out for you. You sorry? Yes, sir. You want forgiveness? Yes, sir. How do you believe you have a right to this? In the name of Jesus. You know what the Spirit of God telling me right now? Boy, this is going to be a blessing to you. Very simple. You can do this. Why? Because you're a child of God. God is not out to get you, he's out to have you. Sit down, write that down. It might not sound so deep. God is not out to get you, God is out to have you. God wants you. God want to take you out of Satan's hand. Want to break the hold that Satan think he got on you. God want to set you free. God is a good God. Say it. Let me preach it a little more. Let me say it. I've been studying on this worship. Thanksgiving and praise, I'm going to say it a different way now. Thanksgiving and praise are utterance, and worship is an attitude. Got that? See, you got to make utterance. Say, Lord, I thank you. Lord, I praise you. But then when you get to worship, you got a copper attitude. I got a right to be here. Well, you know, when you come to the point that you understand you got a right to be in the presence of God, you know how big God is, right? No, ain't nobody, no, let's don't shortchange him now. He's the creator of heaven and earth. Turn to our text. Turn to Psalm 95. Let's read about him. Start at verse 1. I mean, he's somebody, man. Oh, no, even, whoa! No, wait a minute. Don't turn there. Turn to Psalm 145. Verse 3, because I'm going to get off schedule if I turn. Turn to Psalm 145, because there's some things I want to say to you. I want to bless you. Psalm 145, verse 3. See, can you keep from shouting? Great is the Lord. Come on, y'all. Y'all with me? And what? What else is it say? Tell me who can mount up to that. Listen, he said, say, great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable. Otherwise, you never come to the end of God's greatness. You never come to the end of God's goodness. God, you ready for this? Is not through with you yet. He got some more goodness, and he got some more greatness that he's going to place in your life. Can you shout hallelujah? Look at somebody and tell them, God not through with me yet. Say, God not through me yet, and laugh. God not through me yet. I'm getting drunk, Bob. I'm getting drunk. I'm getting drunk. I feel the Holy Ghost. It's all right if you're not where you think you should be. It's all right if things look like they're not working out. The Lord told me to tell you he's not through with you yet. Things might not be working out like they should. Things might act like they're going to fall up on you. But the Lord said, tell you he's not through with you yet. Somebody get up and give God a dance now. Dance a little bit. Do it on purpose. Do it on purpose. The Lord not through with me yet. The Lord said, the Lord not through with me. Say it. Me yet. Say it. The Lord not through with me. You know what? You know what? I really don't have time to die right now. Everybody don't got no time for no dying. I ain't got time to die. The Lord is not through with me yet. Your body is lying to you. Don't you get in fear. Answer up. Tell your body. Listen, body. The Lord ain't through with us yet. I'd wish y'all let me preach up in here. Sit down a minute. Listen very carefully. Because there's some time look like you're proud not getting through, and some time look like that scripture not working, and you really need to hear from God. Uninterrupted praise give us uninterrupted access to God. When prayer seems like they're not working, they're working, but they're not working fast enough for you. And when you meditate the scripture and look like it's not just getting through, just do some uninterrupted praise. Just don't answer the phone. Now, people have a tendency to draw us away from God sometimes. And people get their feeling hurt if you don't answer.
The
That's true.
And so now we're right in the presence of God, and you have somebody call your name. Now you stop to answer them. And when you get back, you can't get back where you are. I got a secret for you. Don't answer them.
Don't answer.
See, these fleshly ties is what messes us all up. We put so much demand on each other's life. But when you see, and I ain't talking about no woman faking it, talking about she ain't cooking and all that, no sex and all that. I ain't talking about all that. Talking about the Lord working with me. Lord, we ain't gonna let you get off with that. We ain't talking about it. No, we ain't talking about them little flesh scapegoats. We ain't talking about that. You got to deal with it. Better not never come in my office talking about I'm spiritual. I just couldn't. Don't come tell me nothing. I'm going to read you the Bible. The Bible says your body don't belong to you. Why do you think all these men in this church, they like me? Churches don't usually have this many men in it. We got just as many men in here as got women. That's abnormal. Women go to church, but this church got a lot of men. I'm talking about real men. I ain't talking about no Lazo. I'm talking about real men. Talk up, boy. Talk up, boy. I'm talking about y'all. Back me up, man. I shock Lazo. He said, "Why he call my name?" I shock old Lazo. He said, "Why he call my name?" I call your name because I know you got a strong woman. You got to be a man. That's why I call your name. Thanksgiving, come on, my clothes. Thanksgiving relates to God's goodness. Praise relates to God's greatness. Watch me now. Worship relates to God's holiness. See, the reason, what's your first name, sir? Yes, sir. Eddie? The reason, Eddie, you got to praise God first about give thanksgiving to God first about his goodness, and you had to praise him about his greatness, because when you get to him for worship, he have, through your thanksgiving and through your praise, switch you over into holiness. See, when you're thanksgiving and when you're praising him, like we were doing earlier, yeah. We were getting blessed, wasn't we?
Yeah.
See, he switch us from body. He switch us from a natural mind. He switch us into the supernatural. He switch us into our spirit. And when we get time to worship him, now he's holy and we holy. And so that's a holy thing going on. When I'm stretched out, I'm no longer a natural man. I'm no longer a natural woman. I'm a spiritual man. I'm a spiritual woman. And now I'm able to worship him because I've come through my sense realm. I've passed through my thoughts to his thoughts. And now it's holiness on holiness. Now we can worship, because I can't worship him without holiness. I have holiness in me, but I have to activate my holiness. Because I got a body that won't act up sometimes. And I got a mind that won't act up. But I bring both of them in the presence of the Lord. And I begin to give God. I say, God, I'm only what you made me. Your goodness. And I thank him for his greatness. And then I switch into the real Leroy. What God made me. Now I'm ready to worship him. Now I'm ready to worship him. You want me to tell you what the Spirit of God is saying to me now? You been listening to what I said? You really don't have a problem. How can you say that? You don't know what I'm dealing with. I know what we're dealing with here. You really don't have a problem, because the scripture says things that are impossible with men, all things, Edward, is possible. Ooh, Jesus, with God. And now I'm in God's presence and God talking to me and telling me how to handle this thing. and told me he gonna help me. Let me tell you what we've been missing now. Let me tell you what we've been missing. I thought I was going to close, but let me tell you what we've been missing. I may not get through them all. But I'm going to give you 8 benefits of real worship. When you enter worship right, when you thank God for his goodness and you praise him for his greatness, as we read in the 95th Psalm, that second, third, and sixth voice, we finally come down, we'll bow down and worship him. Let me give you 8 benefits. Benefits that will begin to instantly work in your life this morning. Real worship is how you enter into his rest. In his presence is nothing but pure supernatural rest. Problems cannot stand in his presence. Sickness and disease cannot stand in his presence. Lack and limitation cannot stand in his presence. Are you following me? When you get really worshiping, everything got to leave. But pure presence of God. You forget about yourself. You forget about any problem. You forget about your enemies. You become unafraid. You become fearless because you're standing in his presence. You forget about your shortcomings, your weaknesses, and your mistakes because you're in his presence. You know you're going to deal with all of it. Another benefit that real worship does, and what enemies have been trying to block, is true fellowship with God. True fellowship. In other words, it finally ended up to be a one-on-one experience.
Yes, sir.
God talking to you, and you talking to him.
Yes,
and you all are dealing with any life situation that you're dealing with. Because I told you a long time ago, life situation is not your life. Your life is in God. You understand what I'm saying?
Right. Yes.
If you can get to God, your life can change the situation.
Yes.
Well, what I said? If you can get to God, your life.
Yes.
Why? I have the life of God in me. Yeah. I have his life, his nature, and his ability. I have the life
of God in me.
I have the Holy Ghost in me. I have the Holy Ghost in me. I have his life, his nature, and his ability. I got the Holy Ghost in me. You see what I'm saying? You see what I'm saying? You got to remind yourself of who you are. Now, I'm helping you now because I'm telling you, you're not your mistakes. You may have made the mistake, but you're not your mistake. I wish y'all let me preach in here. Now, the third thing that real worship would do. Y'all got a few more minutes?
Yeah.
It bring you into a new realm of revelation from God. There's something you're not going to get unless you learn how to worship. There's some things God's not going to say unless you worship him. It's a realm. It's a realm that produces revelation that you cannot produce no other way. That's why when in the 13th chapter, like I read it to you, when they were ministering to the Lord, that's what worship is. The Lord said, the Holy Ghost said, the Holy Ghost go to talking in worship.
Thank you, Lord. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Lord.
Mm-hmm. There are secrets to standing in God's grace. You think I forgot about you? I ain't forgot about you. Just wait till I tell you. That's secrets to standing in God's greatness. That's secret to standing in God's greatness. You listening?
Yes,
Everybody want this one. In worship, real worship shows the way to victories and intimacy. To victories and intimacy. Now, you remember what we said in 1 Chronicles 39? You remember what we said, verse 11, 12? And his greatness, his power, his victory, his glory, and his majesty. All honor belong to him. All riches belong to him. The heaven belong to him. Earth belong to him. The kingdom belong to him. And he is exalted above all. When you get in real worship, he brings you with him to all that. Oh, you missed it. He bring you to his greatness. He bring you to his victory. He bring you to his power. He brings you to his glory. He brings you to his majesty. He brings you as a ruler from heaven. He brings you as a ruler on earth. He give you authority over every facet of the earth around you. Then he bring you out as a kingdom kid. Then in saying all this, got three more and then I'm going to close. Not only show the way to victory and intimacy, these benefits of real worship, and this I'm telling you, when we let emotion and talents and group and shows and performance and good music and good stuff take the place of people who really anoint themselves, anointed being the presence of God, and then plan to him, ministering to him, we miss out. Now, I want to say to my musician and to the praiser, superlative, supreme. God was all over this place. And the people just got involved. This is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel. This is that. This is that was going to cause people, tumors to leave. Going on. Open vessels where blood can flow properly. You just keep on doing that. Keep on, because you cannot keep getting in his presence. God get excited, and the counsel of the Father, the Holy Jesus, and the Holy Ghost get excited. Say, we got to do something up in here. And that's why we come to meet him. We could have stayed to our houses. We had light at the house, air conditioning. But he said, forsake not the assembly of yourself, because there's something he wants to do special for us. Can I get somebody to praise the Lord right there? Now, out of all the things I say to you and all the attributes and all the benefits I say to you, I don't know why I have this list at number 6. If you ain't number 6, you're not with me. Enter into the very presence of God. As a scripture in the book of Luke said, and none of them got healed, or he said the presence of the Lord was there to heal them. But they didn't know. And remember Jacob, he's out there, he didn't even know the Lord was there. Then he said, surely the Lord is in this place. Is somebody praying the Lord? All right. Now, number 7. Hello. In worship, real worship, here's a benefit. Receiving spiritual, physical, and emotional blessing of true worship. In other words, in real worship, we receive spiritual blessing, we receive physical blessing, and we receive emotional blessing. And number 8. Number 8, when we really worship God, yeah, I got Doug. When we really worship God, I'm looking at Doug. I know Doug, man. I know the man's name. When we really worship God, we obtain inner peace, no more bondage.
Amen. Hallelujah.
There's no way. Listen to me. Let me try to close now. There's no way if you actually get in the presence of God that you're not going to have peace. And there's no way, listen, you listening?
Yes, sir.
There's no way that any kind of bondage can hold you in the presence of God. The fire don't burn, the lion don't bite. Goliath can't win. The Red Sea can't hold you back from crossing over. Jericho wall got to fall. When you're in the presence of God, you hear me? The storm can come up all you want. We're going to the other side. See, when you're in the presence of God, no form of bondage. That's why I want this church to get to the place when you come here, hell or high water, when you come here, you leave this place drenched with the presence of God, knowing that I'm going to make it. I believe that's what it's all about. I believe when people come to church, they need to know it. They need to know. I've heard from a divine being. I didn't just hear from a man. I heard from God, and I'm leaving here with confidence. I'm leaving here with boldness. I'm leaving here with faith. I'm leaving here knowing I'm going to be all right. I don't care what my body's saying. I don't care what my finances saying. I don't care what my neighbor's saying. I don't care what my employer's saying. I don't care if the job looks like it's about to close down. I'm leaving here with confidence. I have heard from Almighty God. That is so important. And so when you see me functioning in government, and now I'm functioning a little strong because of an apostle. You see, the apostle oversee. So I see, guess what? I come in my own church and see some things that wasn't going right. As a pastor, I couldn't see it. As an apostle, I saw some things had to be changed in this church. See, most churches operating without apostles. They don't know they really need to have an apostle to oversee. He can come in. He'll see something a pastor don't see. Y'all don't want to talk to me. He'll see something a teacher don't see. He'll see something that a prophet don't see. Because the prophet operated in the Old Testament mostly. It's the apostle operating in the New Testament. And so, yes, we're going to see some things change in this church. But it's for the better. How many of y'all got blessed this morning? If you didn't get blessed this morning, you actually don't have no ears. You don't have a heart. You just think you got a heart. You don't even have a mind. If you didn't, because the Lord, everybody stand up. The Lord, shut up! The Lord blessed us this morning. Word of Life Christian Center, Internet Fellowship, Internet Audience, my partners, Roku, LeroyTompkins.tv, if we ever have been blessed through the praise, through the thanksgiving, the praise, and the worship this morning, we came in the presence of El Shaddai, Elohim, the great and mighty God. And I want you to know, let me speak for him. God loved you so much, he gave his only begotten son. You believed in him, so you should not perish. No matter what's going on in your life right now, listen to me. You're going to get it straightened out. You're going to be okay. You're going to make it. I prophesied over you this morning that the thing that have been working against you going to bow down to you as you bow down to God. Can I hear you? Let me hear your voice. You leave this place as a winner. You leave this place victorious. Whatever your place of assignment, you're going to be the best one there. You're going to have the grace of God on you to be the best. I didn't prepare myself all these years to be a failure. I didn't prepare myself to lead a people who be failures. I prepared myself to lead us in the presence of Almighty God and give God the glory. And God gonna mess up everybody who messing with you. He gonna mess them up. Ain't got no business messing with you. You want to see this little wimpy God No, he's a God of wrath too. And he'll deal with things. God is a strong and mighty God. God ain't no little, God don't wear no diapers. No, God deal with things. God still, yeah, I know we're under grace, but God still is a God who will stop you. Turn you around. Turn you upside down. Shake you. And try to get you straight. You better listen to him. There should be a certain element of fear in the presence of God. I fear and tremble every time I come up here. Man, what? Preach. Church shouldn't be loose. People just do everything they want to do. No, that's not a governmental church. You know, they may, that's dictatorship. No, there ain't no dictatorship. That's protection, child. The hand, the eyes, and the arm of the Lord be over you and protect you and guide you and make things straight for you and lead you into green pastures and lead you beside the still waters and lead you in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yeah, though you walk through the valley and shadow of death, but you must not fear no evil. His rod and his staff, they comfort you. And he got a table for you. Prepares a table in the presence of your enemy. He anoints your head with oil. And good God Almighty, your cup, I see it. Your cup runneth over. Come on, lift your hand and thank God for that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's right. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Woo, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 I've heard, you know, people say, oh, now he's a rough man. You got to watch him. He's a rough man. Right. Right. Go back and tell him I said, just right. Because there ain't no little punk or little some wimpy person going to lead you to no promised land. Be strong in the Lord. Finally, he said, finally, my brother, be strong in the Lord. I already told you I can't do nothing. So let's get over that. But I am to be strong in the Lord. Strong in faith. Strong in his goodness. Lift your hand if you believe, lift your hand if you agree with me. You plan to be the same way? All right. There are man and woman in this house that need to make Jesus the Lord of their lives. I want you to come stand.